Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of those years will have included one. Yeah. Ideally, both. Because Tulane's, I mean, how many people we got to talk to before we all recognize Tulane's hire, which is bad? You know, Brian Hartline?
We'll see.
0-0. Don't know. He could be great. He could be bad. Mm-hmm. Don't know. This is not Pepsi or Coke where you have to worry about it or whatever the quote. Well, I don't remember exactly what he said. But he knows how it tastes.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Now, you're a Coke man, not a Pepsi man.
Nah.
And you like the way that Coke tastes.
Yeah, major difference for me. I can't do the Pepsi.
So if you are out at a restaurant and they tell you that we don't have Coke products, what will you do?
I've still done it. I've done it when the Forum was a Pepsi place.
You did the Pepsi.
You had to.
You had no choice.
No choice.
But it's just, it doesn't hit the same way.
Nah, I'm a guy that can pick it out and a taste test real easy. I guess many of us can do that now.
Yeah.
If I've got the choice, there is no choice.
There's no choice.
The original.
That's right. But you don't do the variations, though, do you?
No.
You don't do the...
Again, I want the original.
You don't do like the...
And I'm on to the new sugarcane Coke.
That you can thank your president for that.
That you can get in the bottle, you know?
I think that was a Trump agenda right there.
They changed it to that fructose on us.
There you go.
But I've been on
that
this...
Coke straight
I've been
from
on
Mexico.
This, I've been on that straight sugarcane Coke. Powerful.
Mm.
Especially out of that bottle.
That glass bottle,
yes.
Get it nice and cold,
yes.
I think that's the original recipe.
My wife's
with the cocaine in it.
That's what I joked around about. My wife's. It's just that straight sugar cane.
Oh, it's cane.
Right
it's
into your
cocaine.
Blood. Right into your blood.
That's right.
It's a different level of coke. Let me tell you.
It gets you through the 3 hours. Will it last you through the 3 hours? That one bottle.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's strong. I gotta drink about 3 or 4. I think my caffeine.
Yeah, we're worried about you,
bro. I think my caffeine intake is just so at such a high level that
you're way gone. I mean, I do one can, bro, in this cup. I don't do more than the one can, so the bottle's gonna be fine. You're over there drinking 3, 4, 5.
Dude, I'm mixing.
You have the issue.
I'm mixing.
What's up? He's got a Pepsi
Zero and Diet Dr. Pepper.
That man's stomach just bubbling.
Bro, I'm mixing. Like you think I give a damn?
Cauldron over there.
Yeah.
I'm about to crash out like Sharon Moore. I'm just that's a joke. Everybody laugh. All right. Yeah. Phillip Rivers doesn't even tell a joke, and he gets like the whole room hooting and hollering. You know, I tell a funny one, and nobody in here wants to laugh at it because
we're worried. We're concerned about
it. Retribution.
I hope you're getting water in somewhere in there.
We'll hydrate at some point, but you know, we love caffeine, and I don't do coffee.
Right.
I can't do so. That's why I do the that. You know, for you coffee people out there, you think you're getting over on? No, it's just as bad. It's just as bad. It's just as addictive, you know?
True that.
But we have a big coffee media propaganda machine. And you're a part and parcel to it because you wake up every day and brew that Folgers.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And we got the Colombian version right now.
See, Colombian version.
Colombian Folgers.
I guess there's something going on at that house.
Cafe Bustelo or something?
Got sugar cane,
my wife's
Colombia.
Got that as well. That's Puerto Rican, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
is it not?
I have no idea. I don't drink coffee.
How did you know about Cafe Bustelo then? Amazing that he doesn't
friends
even
friends of mine.
And yet, that's
old roommates.
That's my wife's. She loves it.
What's that, a green box one? He was on that one.
Green?
Yeah, it was like a green container from like South America. I don't remember what it was.
Mm. I can see it, but I don't know it.
The green with like the white on it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll check during the break.
Pete Hegseth just announced that they took out a vessel in Venezuela carrying a shipment of the new Coca-Cola with the quote-unquote sugar cane in it. So you're going to have to go without for a while.
Have to find a new plug.
You're going to have to find a new one, man. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll come back. Minute Door is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the Memphis football hire. They use that man in a promo again. I'm getting sick of it, okay?
I mean, Bennett is Memphis football at
this point.
They
use that man. I don't even know what he's – he didn't even say anything that interesting. Like, that's the thing. You know,
you'd sound so jealous. Stop.
I am.
The envy is just seeping out of you.
I am. I mean, I mentioned Huff on the show, you know, when everybody was talking about, you know, whatever, I said Huff. And no love, man. Unbelievable. But we'll talk to Bennett about once again making the promo.
Being the face.
The man is the face of Memphis football. It's crazy.
Yep.
And now it's cool to be the face. Like, when he was the face of Memphis football back then, bro, you were lame, bro. You know, the Silverfield era, who unfollowed me, by the way, I can officially report to you. Silverfield pushed the button.
Wow.
Why don't you check and see if he unfollowed you?
Please.
Did he
follow happened,
you?
That happened a long time ago. He stayed connected to his man as long as he could, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I guess he did. I don't, you know, who knows? Either he may have unfollowed everybody from Memphis, but
I'm sure. Well, but I doubt he unfollowed everybody.
No, I think
he's still got some friends in the media here.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah, the ones that
just you, bruh, on the way out.
I saw that. This
is the last one. Delete.
I was wondering.
Unfollow.
I was wondering what had happened. Would it happen that he unfollowed me? And I suspected at some point it would, but it did happen. You know, within the last week or so. So.
That book is officially closed.
Like you said, it always happens. But, you know, me and Josh repaired the relationship over the years. We actually ended up being colleagues. And now Josh follows me on Twitter, on X. Pastor, I'm talking about. So I don't know that will happen for Ryan and myself. But
obviously, it hurt you.
I just noticed it. Yeah. It didn't hurt me. I expected
it. Let's go to break so you can pull yourself together.
I'm fine, bro. I'm fine. But the face of Memphis football, Bennett Doyle, will join us at 125. Okay. All right. I know Silverfield still follows him, bro. He was doing yeoman's work for his ass throughout the season. We'll come back. J&J, 92.5 ESPN. We have a visitor in the building. A visitor not to the school on his shirt, but to the radio station. Once upon a time, he was not just a visitor. I don't know what you call yourself now because you sometimes are in this building, right, Bennett Doyle?
Yes.
Like, don't you do grit stuff in this building?
I do, yes. You can catch me pregame, postgame, halftime for the Grizzlies away broadcast.
Bennett Doyle, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network, joins us every Thursday. He joins us now. Also, the apparent face of Memphis football.
Congrats on that.
Do you get paid for that?
It's not something I take lightly. It's something I embrace. No, I ask nothing. I am just here to give back to my alma mater. That's it.
That's awesome.
Anything I can do to help, I am here.
I do think there are some copyright issues there.
Not for me, buddy. My name, image, and likeness is there
for use.
Well,
that's why they don't use mine, because I say I want royalties. You know,
no.
Don't even talk to me.
They can use me wherever they want. No worries at all.
And you did the whole barbecue tool thing, then the coach ended up getting another job. Not fired. He did not get fired. He got another job.
Well, that's right.
So it's a new day.
Yes.
I don't know if you were there yesterday, but I'm assuming that you at least
I was
have
not
seen.
There. GP was there yesterday.
Shout out to GP, yep. Man. GP showing up at the Memphis football press conference, man, to make me feel bad. What did you think of what you heard?
I mean, you could totally understand why this was a guy that they identified, right? Just by – and again, like winning the press conference is something we always talk about, and it's important in a sense, right? Because you want your fan base to have something to get excited about. Like, I care about someone who wins games, but like, there's no doubt in my mind he won the press conference. Like, he was very impressive yesterday. And you can tell why they why they were kind of enamored by him. Like, he's confident, man.
Bro, Ed Scott is not hiring someone who doesn't interview well.
Right.
Like, he's just not going to do it.
Right.
And so, like,
rightfully so.
Well, I mean, I know, I think the interview is it matters, but it doesn't, it's not the whole thing.
It's not. I mean, at the end of the day, you want someone who wins football games, but you also want someone who is a great face of that program.
Yeah.
You know, that's important too. And
right.
And so,
like,
yeah.
Do we think Silverfield interviews well? Like, do you think, like, what?
Well, his opening press conference, he got emotional at his press conference.
Yeah,
like, his was good
that.
Too. It was different, but it was good. I thought he had a good press conference. But
I just think, like, the stark contrast is that Huff talks to you kind of like a human being, and with Silverfield, it was just like, you are literally just saying words that you think sound good to people, but don't actually have any logical meaning. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're kind of saying one has substance and the other didn't.
I will not.
That's quite the charge.
I am making the charge.
Yeah.
I thought you hated Silverfield.
I'm grateful for everything you did for this program.
I'm sorry. I thought we were all anti-Silverfield. My bad.
I mean, I don't think he did the job, and I said it was a blessing when he leaves, but I don't know. I don't think everything he said was hollow. Thought he made some mistakes in terms of shooting shots at Kirby Smart.
He was a coach. He was a coach speak guy.
Might have been a mistake.
He was a coach.
Yeah, especially now. That he's in the SEC.
You got to play him.
Yeah, got to play him next season.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the truth. When you're not winning, it doesn't matter what you say.
Well, and here's and there's a little bit. There is a difference here. Like, Huff called out Brian Hartline yesterday, but he also said no disrespect either to what's been done in my conference, but to John's, I bring a resume. I've got a record, and I appreciate not just that, and laying out that reality, but also that there'd been a gap, right? That this Memphis football program is the best one he's had because it's not broken, but that there is something missing, which is the conference championships. He called it the gap, and he addressed it directly.
Yeah, I mean, I respect that and that's the biggest clip that's going around is him saying, like, I'm here to win championships. Like, it's been good,
that's
but now it's time to win championships. And listen, I don't think that, you know, next season it's conference championship or bust for Charles Huff. Like, you know, he just got here. But the way that college football set up now in the NIL era, like, he's going to have an opportunity to put together his team the way he wants it this upcoming season. And I think everybody expects them to remain competitive and be good in this league. And so, yeah, I respect that he's flat out saying, yo, we're here to win a championship right now.
I do think that is the difference. Like Silverfield and Huff would say the same exact sentence, right? Silverfield would say, I get it. This 8 wins isn't good enough for Memphis. Like, almost like sarcastically, right? Almost like, you know, who do you guys think you are? Where 8 wins, I remember, you know, when it was nothing. When Charles Huff says, we don't want to just win 8 games because we know 8 wins isn't good enough. He means that, right? He's like, I am here to win 9, 10, 11 games and go to a conference championship game and go to the playoffs.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the difference.
And we know he's a good recruiter. Hopefully he's able to recruit really well here. And part of that's just going to be, and you saw him talking to the players that were there yesterday, part of that's going to just be recruiting the team that's already here, recruiting some of these guys back, right? Like, you're recruiting your own team now in college sports. And so hopefully he's able to bring some of these key pieces back next year and then build off that with guys that he brings in from elsewhere. So I'm excited about it, man.
I would say this, and I wonder if you're in the same spot as me. I would love for them to be able to retain A.J. Hill if that's the direction that he wants to go. But he also talked about wanting the dual threat and how essential that is in college football. And I'm a fan. I think we saw it this year with Brendan Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other facet that it feels like almost you have to have it now if you're going to be elite. I don't know what that means for A.J. Hill, but are you in agreement that in this day and age in college football, you want that guy that can do both? As opposed to maybe not saying you can't get it done with the prototype, you know, pocket passer, but don't you prefer the dual threat? I liked hearing that.
It was just so refreshing this past season with Brendan Lewis, right? Because you just didn't have that for 4 years with Seth, who was great. But it was just when things got tight, like, you knew Brendan could get a first down, right? And with his legs. And so, yes, I completely agree with that. and we know Maiden entered the transfer portal. We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be huge if they could bring back A.J. Hill. I think Sutton Smith, too, man. Like, that's a Memphis kid. I know that, like, the production kind of fell off a little bit towards the end of the season, but he had some huge moments this year.
He did.
And we know Charles Huff is a running back's guy. Like, right. I feel like he could get the most out of a guy like that.
I don't care as much about that because I do trust, like, whoever he brings in on Sutton or, like, he knows, like, where to find those dudes. You know what I mean? Mm. Quarterback is, like...
You have to get that right. Yeah,
I'm not expecting A.J. Hill to be the guy next year, just based on that quote, right? Mobility was
He's
not,
more the prototype guy. Not that he can't bail out, but he is not a runner.
Exactly.
Who did he have at Southern Miss? Do we know? Did y'all?
He's graduated. Braxton.
He's graduated. Gotcha.
Yeah, he was actually more mobile the year before at Marshall than he was. But okay. He followed him.
With him, though.
Yeah, he's out.
I wonder who he was recruiting at Southern Miss.
Yeah.
I have to look into that.
Well, him. It was Huff. Huff took him from Marshall to Southern Miss.
I know. I'm saying I'm wondering who he's recruiting this past season at Southern Miss.
Yeah, he brought a lot from Marshall, I think. He brought not the whole team, but, you know, a lot of the skill positions. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think sitting head coach was so important is that, like, ideally he's got 15 to 25 guys that are just going to be able to plug and play and that you're not going to have to go out and, you know, because that's where – That's why Memphis football will be a favorite in the American, because Hartline will not have that advantage. He will not have Ohio State play. He might have a couple, but they ain't leaving Ohio State to go to South Florida unless they're really buried on the depth chart.
Right. I would think backups are the ones you're looking at.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, I mean, Ohio State backups, who knows? I have no clue.
Could be very good.
I think Memphis will be, you know, again, without knowing what Army or Navy is doing, I mean, I think they will absolutely be the favorite in the American next year, which is like, That's all. I don't know that they would have been with Silverfield, maybe, but I don't know that. So I think that's the part of this that excites me is that you're getting a sitting head coach. He's bringing players, and that we don't have to wait anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have to be a 2 to 3 year thing. Like you can hit the ground running right now.
Yes, very excited. I thought it was a great press conference. You know, I think it. Obviously, like the fan base, you know, there was certain guys out there that people were excited about and potentially getting, but I think yesterday kind of just showed, okay, they got this right. Like, I think it got the fan base excited. Yeah.
I know you have duties as the face of Memphis football. Mm-hmm. You also have duties. You've got to run Grizz PR, and you're going to let us know a little bit later on what's going on with Ja Morant. In all seriousness, it feels like we're lined up for a Ja Morant return. And what are you hoping to see in terms of that, his meshing back with a team that's 1-7-9.
Yeah, he gave away the 250 or tickets to 250 people. They're having the 12-12-day promotion. Huh. So, you know, he was upgraded to doubtful on the injury report. If I'm connecting all the dots,
today.
He practiced.
Saw it. Looked good. Apparently. Went full practice.
If I'm connecting all the dots, I think you'll probably see an injury report this afternoon. I would assume he's questionable on it, and I would assume he's going to be a game-time decision on Friday, and then I bet he plays.
Like, okay.
It's just right. Like, yeah,
it's like a
trending
full moon.
That way.
I mean, it's 12-12 and all that on Friday.
It'd be wild if he didn't.
Thank you for that, Coach.
So, it's got a chance to be really fun on Friday. I mean, you kind of get fired up. It's like you'll have a week with, you know, three games in 5 days or something like that, and it feels like, you know, not every game is super massive because of the amount of them, but we've had this hiatus because of the NBA Cup, and now this game feels huge coming up tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially with his return. But
Return of the man.
Remember, when Edie got back, we only got 5-6 minutes of it. Ja and Edie before Ja went down.
Awesome.
It was like, and we were feeling great
it was
at that
awesome.
Time. I want to say Cedric Coward had been moved in at that point. It was like, we're going to see finally a starting lineup that starts to look like what you could be.
First,
it all got pulled away.
The first 6 minutes of that Cavs game, I stand on. It was the best they looked all season.
I agree.
It was the best they looked all season with Ja, Edie, Jaren out there. Like it's got a chance to turn around and be something. I mean, it already has turned around, but you know, you just looking at the schedule. I'm sure y'all have talked about this. January is a gauntlet. Like it is
right.
hard to just
back the other way
find the wins in January. This month is easier, and so you want to be above 500 at the end of December. You've got an opportunity to do it. And then with him coming back, like, you just got to hope that it's all just from what we see of him on the sidelines, it all looks good. Like, he looks engaged.
Yep.
You know, he's talking with Coach Isolo. He's talking with his teammates. He's coaching up his teammates. It all looks good. So the hope would be this is like the big reset of the season in this game against the Jazz, that he just like comes back in and takes this thing to a different level than it is right now.
Yeah, talking to Bennett Doyle. Nope.
I think George wanted to say something.
Oh, go ahead, George.
It's actually on Ja. This is from Michael Wallace from Coach Isolo after today's practice. He, meaning Ja, was able to go through the entire practice today, which was encouraging. Now we'll see how his body responds to it. Then we'll make a decision Friday.
Okay, so he's playing.
He's going to respond well, and he's
that's
playing.
What that sounds like, yeah.
Yes.
It'll be nice. It's been a long time, it feels like. How long has it been exactly? Like a month and a half?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not that long.
Maybe not that long. Maybe
I think
about
like
a month. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe about a month.
The days feel like years when my glorious king, Ja Morant, is not on the court.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're still doing the 12-12 special on tickets, but, you know, this is the makeup game from the NBA Cup because mm-hmm. we didn't make the cup. This was a game that was added. And so
he has not played since the 6 minutes in the Cleveland game.
Yeah,
so that's been a month, basically.
Yeah, so if you want to go to a game this year, you're probably going to get a good deal on tickets for this one. This would be a good one to get tickets to.
I want to give Isolo credit on getting Vince Williams back. And I know that it was by necessity because of the point guard situation, mm-hmm. but it feels like we're seeing the dude, right, that we liked so much in that year that was, you know, he got all that opportunity,
yep.
and then we wanted to see, he gets the contract, injured, and Isolo couldn't play him at the end of the year last mm-hmm. year, sort of trying to find his way. It feels like the old Vince again. What would you say about sort of his reemergence and whether he could stay in the rotation?
Okay, so that's the question, right? Because I'm not saying it's run its course with him at point guard. It wasn't great the other night, but he's obviously found a role that's worked for him in
Absolutely.
This team. And like you said, credit to Coach Isolo for kind of helping get that out of him.
Yep.
I mean, you can't argue. I think there was one stretch where he had like 50-something assists over a three-game
yes,
stretch.
Dude.
It was crazy.
A guy you were getting nothing out of last year.
Yeah. Or it was like a five-game stretch, not three. But point still stands. That's pretty mm-hmm. huge. The thing is, though, is I don't think he's just your backup point guard to Ja. I think that's Cam. Like, you have to play Cam Spencer. He's the best shooter on the team.
Right.
So, he's a guy, when guys start coming back, shoot, man, even like when Ty Jerome, Scotty come, how do you not play Cam
right.
the way that he's been playing and shooting for you? Yeah, like, you have to have a spot for him. And so Vince is going to have to be able to score.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just going to. I just wonder where he's going to fit in.
That's right.
You know, especially when Ja gets back. But then when other guys start coming back, too, I think, you know, DeMichael just posted something about Brandon Clark. So there's guys that are going to be coming back. And we saw, like you said, when he kind of gets buried a little bit further down that bench, maybe you don't see the production as much when
right.
he's just getting in for like 5 minute
exactly.
stretches. Like, it's like, it's almost like he's a guy that has to play through mistakes.
Yeah.
And then
you know what I mean?
To
find a
rhythm. The best version of him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so,
like, your point though is so if he can't score, if he can't, you know, contribute offensively in this, whatever that role is going to be, it's going to be tough for him to be out there, even as good a defender he is.
I mean, you better
be able to knock down the shot like he did that one year.
You better just be that great defender that everybody thinks he can be. Hopefully he'll be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I would compare it to, but it does feel like if you are able to have this really, really hard touch and go, you know, moment with him, and you come through it, right? It feels like a powerful thing. Like, mm-hmm. all right, we're locked in now. We're cemented with this guy. We trust him. You know, he has an approach that was maybe more direct and more blunt than we anticipated as players. But mm-hmm. now that we know this, it's not going to come as a surprise. So we know how to handle each other. I mean, you just kind of feel like since the Grizzlies said, hey, you throw them in a room together and said, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, neither one of you is getting out until you figure it out.
Yeah. And I mean, now, like, looking at the West, right? Like, it's like the Thunder, like, far and away above the rest of the league, right? And then
you think so?
I think
the Thunder and Jazz are right there. I mean,
oh, you do? Yeah. Okay.
888 Hoop, bro.
Yeah, for sure. we think we play there next week, maybe. Are we at Thunder next week or week after? It's coming up.
Let me go ahead and consult this.
At Thunder pretty soon, I believe.
Yeah.
You got that in December?
On the 22nd.
Okay.
So why don't you ask Santa for an ass whooping?
It's on my birthday, actually. I'd love a win over the Thunder on my birthday. Okay, so... we're talking about the West. Okay, so the Thunder above everybody else. Then you have that tier of like Houston, Denver. Do we want to Lakers? I guess Lakers.
Yeah, I mean. They're a real team.
Do we want to put the Spurs in there now?
Yes, they're a real team.
Okay, and then
they own you every time you play them. They own you. Harrison Barnes averages 75 points a game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Thunder above everybody else. Then you got Houston, Denver. We'll say Lakers, Spurs. That's five spots. So yep. then yep. there's that sixth spot up for grabs that I think they can, if they can right. like really
yeah, like Minnesota
hit the ground running with Ja getting back, can you find a way to get up there? Because they're in nine right now.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. And, but they're nine. Firmly in nine.
They're firmly in nine.
Like, it's like, you know, you probably can't lose your way out of nine.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, realistically, because of how bad the bottom is.
I think they've got a chance to fight their way up to that top six. I'm not, outside of those five teams that I've named, I think that they can be in the mix with any of the rest of them.
I don't disagree. It's Minnesota you'd have to get past, because I think the Suns will come back down to earth, and they kind of already have.
Yep.
Although they're without Devin Booker right now. Golden State might be broken.
Just the injuries.
TBD with
they
the
might
injuries.
Be, they might end up be dealing with what we dealt with.
Right.
right. Where it's just like a guy comes back, then another guy goes out. Like mm-hmm. they're an older team. It's just I don't know, man.
You've got the road at Minnesota coming up. That'll be one where you at least
huge
get to
game.
Gauge yourself yep. with Ja back,
most
hopefully,
definitely.
With yep. Edie in as one of the best yeah. defensive teams in the NBA since Edie's
yes.
been back. So maybe it'll be a real test.
It 100% will be a real
test. See how far you've come.
It'll tell us, all right, are we going nuts over these, you know, jabronis that the Grizz have been beating, or are they really going to be a team that can make a push for
it? It's time to beat one of those
five.
Above 500
mm-hmm.
teams
yeah.
as well.
It has not happened much since this year. It's the entire calendar year of 2025.
Right. No, they got if you want to get in that top six, you're going to have to beat some teams that are better than you in the standings.
That's
There's
right.
No question
coming
about
in
it.
January.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. Can we take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little Memphis basketball. They have a big one on Saturday against Louisville, but I guess we couldn't get a promo out of you for that one. Just one a week at this point. Is that all you can give us?
I actually talked up that game quite a bit.
All right, well,
it did not
I guess
make
we'll,
the basketball real, but that's okay. We're working our way into it.
Obviously, yeah. it wasn't that effective.
I tried my best.
I get it. It's a tough sell. You're going
to
be a 14.
I'll try to sell it to you on the other side. How about that?
All right, we'll come back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, J&J, 99 FM, ESPN. Bennett Doyle hanging out with us here today. Nice enough to be in studio. We talked about Memphis football. Talked about the Grizzlies. And Memphis basketball. Now 4-4.
Oh, buddy.
Now 4-4 after a very important win over Baylor. And thus starts the, you know, really the run here leading up to American Conference play. And it starts with a game at Louisville on Saturday. Are you somebody that...
Yes.
Okay, you do. It means something to you.
Hate.
Hate
Louisville. Hatred, yeah.
You still have... I think we may be the oldest people
yep.
that still have that.
So, if and the funny thing is...
Or the
like,
youngest, I mean, the youngest.
Talking about it this week and, like, talking to different people about it... you know, everybody that's like a longtime Memphis basketball fan has like the player that they hated, like from, I guess, their era of right. watching Memphis. For me, it was Francisco Garcia. Like, I couldn't stand Francisco Garcia. That was the only one that they had. Yeah.
In our era.
Yeah.
In y'all's era.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting to have this game back. This is a 6-year series, right?
It's a six-year series. Yeah. It's 4 years of home and home and then 2 years of neutral.
I think the coolest thing about it, too, is it's been a minute. I think the last one was 2017 when – it was Tubby's team?
Yes.
They played at the Jimmy B in Madison Square Garden?
Correct.
Yeah, and they lost.
They did.
Well,
the team was so bad, you couldn't even really get upset about it.
They lost a lot of good teams back then.
They lost a lot of teams. Good, bad, it don't matter.
Didn't he? Tubby had 20 wins both seasons.
Bro, 20 wins don't mean a damn thing.
Fair enough.
Tubby
but,
says thank you for pointing out.
We finished fifth. We were picked fifth. But, what do you want me to do?
None of them were against good teams.
Bennett was ready for year three.
Fine.
Year three.
I was not ready for
year
three.
If it calls for your job, bro.
I knew it was over when we were watching Memphis versus UAB on Facebook Live. I was like, what in the world has this come to?
It is amazing the patience you have. Like, you were just saying during the break that you think Michigan needs to give Sherrone Moore another year.
I did not say that one bit.
Confusing him with Adam Schefter.
That was not
my apologies. But the point is, you do get up for this game.
Yes, I'm excited. It's back on the schedule. You know, it's our oldest rival, you know, especially since we don't play UT anymore. That's fine. I'd rather play Louisville, frankly.
I'd rather play Tennessee.
Louisville's our oldest rival, man.
I want that state, man. I want that state claim. I want that border region's ass whooping.
That's the one you would feel, right?
I think so. I mean,
like,
but
if we could get it going again.
Tennessee, you'd feel
Tennessee,
oh, you'd
that's
feel
true.
It.
There's a real venom between East and West.
That's
true.
A border region's. Like it's everything. They
look down on us.
It's sociological. It's racial. It's classist. It's all the things, bro.
The Louisville
private. I don't know if Tennessee's not private, but they think they are. They've carried themselves like they are. Like it just. Oh man, that's the one that like I'm pre-gaming for. I'm doing shots during the day. Like you know, Louisville's like. They left you behind, man. They just did. I hate to say it.
You know what, though? With all the talk about it this week and, like, you know, Munn's had the great story about the rivalry. The cool thing about it is I've seen a lot of Louisville fans talk about how excited they are about the game.
Oh, that is
which
cool.
I wasn't sure that was going to be the case because it's been so long. But, like, they have the memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Like, I like that both fan bases are excited about this series coming back.
I have literally one memory. And that's the D-Wash free throws. That's literally all I can remember. And then I guess there were a couple of – Josh swept them randomly 1 year. I don't really remember a lot
DJ
about the
Stephens
details.
DJ Stephens had that massive game against them.
They were top 10 both times that Josh beat them that season and swept them. There were finger signs thrown. Yeah. I mean, it's still up there at the Yum Center. Like, they hated us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hated Memphians and Memphis, period.
And I think, too, just, you know, with the talk of conference realignment and where – will Memphis hopefully end up at some point? Obviously, the ACC gets talked about a lot because we know that league's going to change, that something's going to change.
That's
that league. Yep. And if you could find your way in and have that game on your schedule every year, man, it would be incredible.
Yep.
It would be incredible. Like, because the thing, too, is even a lot of the college basketball, like the networks, like they recognize this game. What channel is this on?
It's on ESPN.
Yeah, they recognize that this game, like they know that
Memphis
this
is
was a big rivalry.
It ain't what
of course
it
is. And so is Louisville. And
Louisville's a number 11 in the country.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I think it's got potential to be something special here, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity. I mean, Memphis has to make some of these up, unfortunately.
I mean, do I think they're going to win on Saturday?
No, they're not supposed to win. They're going to be 15-point underdogs. Like, that's the only – like, the question is, can you improve your net in a loss? That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to keep this close.
I'm looking at the –
because the net is the net is in absolute shambles right now.
You do got to keep it close. You know, I heard y'all talking before I came in here. Can you get that same Aaron Bradshaw? I don't know.
Like, that's the Da Vinci Code for me.
I don't want to see it go back to zero.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be the same as we saw against Baylor, but let's.
Right, man.
I don't think Louisville's strength is not its bigs.
Right.
I mean, there's.
And Zach Davis,
play.
Too. Zach Davis, too.
Like, same thing with him.
Same thing. Yeah. Like, are you.
You don't have to get 23 and 13, but can you get 16 and 7, right?
Yes.
Can you get.
Because you clearly have an advantage with those two guys on the court at the same time. If they're both playing at a high level that, there's the size is ridiculous.
Let's be clear. That was the whole idea, is that we're getting Power Four transfers dropping down a level like Dane Danger. You know, come here and be awesome. I mean,
and he showed it in that Baylor game.
Yeah,
that double
did.
Double.
Yeah.
That what it should be like.
Yeah. So I hope so, because I will say, like, those crowds at the Forum are
man, and I hope, I hope regardless of what happens on Saturday, you want them to be competitive. You don't want them to get completely blasted.
Although Baylor looked okay. That crowd looked okay on TV.
That crowd looked okay.
That it's good enough to have a crowd for Vandy, is it what you're
doing? Dude, that is an awesome game. They're going to be ranked. It's Memphis versus Nashville. It's the SEC. Like, that is a huge game.
11,392 announced for Baylor.
And I know it's a Wednesday night, but man, like, that feels like a game that if you're a Tigers fan, you should really try to get to that one. Yeah, that's a huge game. I'm excited about that Vanderbilt game.
Because, I mean, I got to get eyes on this Vandy team that, you know, is blowing people out.
Yeah.
Let me get one Titans question in for the Titans fan and you, and just ask you this. A lot of folks talking about that Mike Tomlin and Pittsburgh need to part ways. Would Mike Tomlin fix what you guys need? Would that be a direction you think would be a viable move for the Titans, a smart move for the Titans?
He would be the number one candidate that I would want.
You'd
yes.
feel good about him around Cam?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I know. So.
I'm with you.
He's definitely done the plug and play with veteran quarterbacks for a while now. You know, how much is that what he wants? How much is it what the organization wants? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And, you know, Cam's looked better as the season's gone along. Like,
I would point to Pickett, and whatever the plan was for him, it didn't work. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but what do you do? You go get you the right OC, the right quarterbacks coach, or whatever else?
I think so, man. I'm not going to sit here and say it was gratifying because I want the number one pick in the draft. Like, I don't really want him to win.
Us, buddy,
to
for
win.
Some reason, you got to go through them and the Giants.
But it did, because you were kind of getting the it's Cam versus Shador thing. And I know Shador had a good game in that Titans game, but I'm just glad the Titans got the win, because I did not want to have to sit here for a whole, you know, couple months leading up to the draft with, did the Titans make the right move? Should they, you know, get a quarterback? Should they have drafted Shador number one?
Well, like, I mean, just because you beat the Browns, that question is not answered. So,
and
Shador
looks good, man.
You're just deciding that it's answered because they won, but let's be clear that it's not.
No, I'm not deciding. I'm saying that, like, trust me, if the Browns win that game,
the discussion
on all the shows the next day is, did the Titans do the right thing?
First of all, nobody's talking about the Titans on anything.
That's what I'm saying. How are you getting a discussion out of that game? That's the headline. That's the talking point they put below
Shador, even in the Titans win. It was all about Shador. Nobody gives a damn about the Titans. Could Jesus Christ himself come down to earth and fix the Titans? That's the question.
We're going to see. Mike Tomlin's going to come do it.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I'm surprised how in you are. You know, we went the offensive genius route, you know what I'm saying, around our young quarterback, but you'd be fine with the standard.
I think because you've seen Cam. Who's our inner Mike McCoy?
McCoy, yeah.
Yeah. You've seen Cam kind of undermine him a little bit in the press conference. I think he needs, like, a strong head coach.
Yes, he does.
He needs a guy who knows what he's doing.
They're
man.
Like, Cam, what do you think about the decision to, you know, punt it there on fourth down? He's like, bro, we're 3-11.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why did we not go for that?
Yeah. Like, well, you saw the clip of him like screaming at him on the sideline a couple games ago. He was like, "Mike, what are we doing?
What is he doing?" I don't remember. I obviously wasn't watching, but if it was close at all, I would go for it on every fourth down.
I know,
the rest
it
of
was
the year.
Like fourth and two or something like that.
If it's fourth and 18, I'm going for it if I'm the Titans. Who cares?
Yeah, and I want to say they were like either at or past the 50-yard line. It was a bad choice to not do it. And
Mike Tomlin's
lost.
Not coming to Nashville, so you need to focus on like
you
the
don't
realistic
know that.
Candidates. Yes, I do. Come on, bro. He ain't leaving Pittsburgh. Why would he do that?
Every year they want
him
fired.
If he gets fired, but if he wins the division, you know he's straight. If he loses the division, they force him out or something like that.
Well, it's about they got to win a playoff game is what they're holding, saying he hadn't done in 8 years or whatever is the one. It won't just be making the playoffs.
They got a big game.
I don't know how attractive your job is. I really don't. I mean, it's one of 32, but I think you're going to get Arthur Smith and you're going to like it. That's
I like Arthur Smith.
There you go. That's what you get. You get Arthur Smith. You get the OC. You don't get the head man. You get the OC.
I mean, you got a new stadium opening up.
You better get some juice.
You're not getting
the
sitting head coach.
And you got the quarterback. I'm with you, I think.
No coach is going to leave for you. No chance.
Okay.
No chance.
Okay.
It's just not. I mean, you might be able to get like John Gruden to come back in. Would you take Gruden?
I'm sure he'd love the opportunity.
Is he suing the NFL right now?
I think there's some behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm not sure if that's viable right
now. Pete Carroll will be available. You want him?
No.
I like your situation better than his right now.
Well, we're going to get Mendoza.
We'll see who you get.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
I mean, frankly, I wish that Mike Vrabel was coaching Cam Ward right now. That would be nice.
Yeah, well,
would be awesome.
He's a real one.
What was the deal with – I know you fired Mike Vrabel. What was the deal with Henry?
Oh, he was at the end of a deal.
Okay.
And they just knew because he even made like a speech to the crowd.
I remember that. They beat the Jags. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Tannehill was still playing, right?
They were going to do right by him.
They knew
they were going to suck the next
year. That's fair.
And so it was like, okay,
even that is really stupid. They should have traded him.
I agree.
And gotten like something for him instead of just like letting him walk away for nothing to the Ravens because they didn't trade him, right?
I don't think they traded.
I don't think they did.
I think he was at the end of his deal.
Yeah, because he would have ended up with Baltimore. They wouldn't have given up, you know, what they needed to give up to get him. So again,
my fantasy hero.
Even in doing the right thing, you guys do the wrong thing, and that's why you're not getting Mike Tomlin. You're going to get Mike McCoy.
I asked him. I don't think he's begging.
We are not. And Mike McCoy will not be the head coach.
Just heard in the 92.9 Studios promoted to the head man.
No.
Got a great relationship with his quarterback.
I do not sign off on that.
You're going to have to change your
Charles Huff, stamp of approval. McCoy, absolutely not.
You got to change your fantasy draft approach on the D. Henry thing.
I am going to have to think about this differently next year.
We're
going to
have to think about a new approach.
Well, I mean, if it's like end of the first round, you know.
And I do, as we get you out here, I do want to say I commend you. You were out of you were never really in it. This year, but you still battled and you set your lineup every week.
My son complimented your team.
Yeah,
he's like Bennett's a true. He's a true.
Look, he's about to come out with his excuses, but you know it doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, Jalen Hurts just all of a sudden decided to start turning the football over this year. I don't know what happened there.
He used to be reliable.
You weren't in it even when he wasn't.
I don't know, man. It was tough.
It's a gap year. You'll be back next year.
You know, you're damn right. I'll be back.
And we love having you. We love having you on the show.
Right.
Bennett Doyle, Grind City Media, guys. Face of Memphis Football, Grizz Radio Network. Joins us every Thursday. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate y'all.
Come back, wrap this up. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Holidays are here, and you know, you still got some time. You still got some time to get that magical gift. So whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, like an engagement, or you're just trying to make the holidays truly unforgettable, Howie and Robert Irwin Jewelers have the gift for you. They got the 5-carat lab-grown diamond band. It's stunning. It's beautiful. Just $19.99, limited time only while supplies last. You'll also get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings. They've got lots of options. Engagement rings at RIJ. It's a pipe of time to do it. If you're going to pop that question, go see Howie today.
Even if it's not going to be the question that you're popping this Christmas, but you need that perfect gift. The 2-carat total weight natural diamond studs. Howie's got them for just $4,999. You're not going to find a better price. And boy, will she be smiling at Christmas with that one. Whatever the gift, whatever the budget, Howie's got it for you. And he's got all the ways to pay. 12 months interest-free financing. You can take up to 60 months to pay. They are open Sundays through Christmas. He's open every day, so you can come in and take advantage. Visit any of their five locations, three here locally. You can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Again, online at rijewelers.com.
Yeah, kind of a light night in sports here because, you know, again, you got the you have the cup thing still kind of going on around around the league. And then you've got finals week in college basketball. So not a lot of midweek games in the sport of college hoops. Purdue bounced back after suffering the worst loss at home ever by a number one ranked team. They put it on Minnesota, although, again, I think that was pretty much expected. They were 21-point favorites at close there. So kind of a light night in the world of sports. But, hey, that's what we do.
Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit said tune
that's
in.
Right. That's right. Perfect timing.
Falcons, Bucks.
And then, you know, we got Ja Morant practicing. Tomorrow's 12-12 day. Yep, Grizzlies back tomorrow. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. Thanks to Dan Wolkin, and thanks to Bennett Doyle for hopping on the show. Jeffrey and company are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.